Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First, I would like to thank, on behalf of the Secretariat, all delegations who have shared their comments and views on what is happening in their countries, what has been done on the basis of the study, or what kind of plans they have for future studies. I think this is one of the great values of a platform like the steering committee. Here we can share what we have done and learn from others, and I would encourage all countries. We have all countries present here where we have had a study or where we are planning to have studies in the near future. So please also talk to your colleague delegations during the lunch break and during breaks, because there are a lot of opportunities then to create context and see where you can get models, ideas, or lessons learned from other countries with similar problems. As we mentioned previously, we have now already conducted studies in Belarus, Kazakhstan, Tajikistan, Kyrgyzstan, Albania, and the Republic of Moldova. We have further plans in several countries, Armenia, Georgia. We are also discussing a possibility to carry out a study at the level of the Eurasian Economic Commission, the Customs Union. We have studies in individual countries, and that might be very interesting then to see how the reports on countries then come together at the level of the Customs Union. We would encourage all countries that are interested in similar studies to contact us and to see if there's a possibility for us to carry out a study in your country. And of course, we would also like to plead to interested donors to see if there's a way how to support this kind of activity. We firmly believe in the Secretariat that this is a very important work that is carried out to analyze the issues, to discuss them publicly, to seek in common joint discussions possible ways how to address issues that many countries have simultaneously. Then a few words about follow-up. What we have done in all countries so far is when the results of our analysis have been presented to the government and the government has approved the analysis and the results, where we are right now in the case of the Republic of Moldova, we then help further negotiate with the government and help the government to identify then the most salient issues, the most important issues that they would like to help in cooperation with us address first. So what we normally do is we, in cooperation with the government, prepare one or two project documents and then try to help the government identify funding to then finance and implement those projects. I'll just give you a couple of examples of where we are and what we have done previously in these processes. First, we will hear in more detail in the afternoon when a colleague from UNCTAD comes and shares with you what we are doing with them and what they can do directly in cooperation with member states. But it so happens that this week we have delegations from all of these countries that we are discussing attending a training on NTM, non-tariff measures, in cooperation with UNCTAD. UNCTAD has a very interesting training package and we have been discussing that. We have also, UNCTAD also maintains a database on NTMs, and we had previously a training session where we presented to countries what that is, how it can be used, and how countries, if they are not yet in there, can access the database or become part of it. So this is a typical result of analysis of the nature that we do. Another area where we have a lot of cooperation in-house is that as under the steering committee and in the trade sub-program of the UNECE, we also have Working Party 6 on regulatory cooperation and standardization policy. We have Working Party 7 on agricultural quality standards, and we have UNCFAC, the UN Center for Trade Facilitation and e-business. And with colleagues from these working parties, we also help countries address some of the issues. For instance, now in the sort of overall framework of UNCFAC and e-business and Working Party 7 on agricultural quality standards, we are trying to see how we could perhaps help some countries address issues of traceability when it comes to agricultural quality standards and exports of agricultural produce. Similarly, we have identified the sort of most important sustainable development goals for our line of work, there being SDG 1, poverty eradication, when we, you know, create beneficial conditions for trade, that even there's, you know, more exports and imports that normally creates jobs. SDG 9, industrial development innovation. The industrial development is directly related to the utilization of internationally agreed standards, and we have colleagues under our Committee on Innovation, Competitiveness and Public-Private Partnership who can support development of new innovation policies. SDG 10, the achievement of growth with equity. Gender balance and, like, for instance, gender in standards is a very interesting topic that is arising, and we are calling for countries to participate in this work. And finally, SDG 17 on strengthening the global partnership for development. This is the SDG where we try to help and make it possible for our part to, you know, allow countries to participate in international supply chains and international trade on equal footing. So these are typical examples of how we then follow up with countries after we have a study completed. And as I said, we are inviting countries to contact us if you are interested in a study, and donors if you are interested in supporting this kind of work. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.